This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said a new chapter has been added to India's Make in India journey, marking an important day in the nation's goal of Make in India and Make for the World. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the production of hybrid battery electrodes at the TDS lithium-ion battery plant in Gujarat. He said the occasion also gives a new dimension to the friendship between India and Japan.
Make in India. Is yatra mein ek naya adhyay jud raha hai. Aaj se Bharat mein bane electric vehicles 100 deshon ko export kiye jayenge. Saath hi आज हाइब्रिड बैटरी इलेक्ट्रोड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग भी स्टार्ट हो रही है. आज का ये दिन भारत और जापान की फ्रेंडशिप को भी नया आयाम दे रहा है.
मिस्टर मोदी सेड इंडिया इज अ स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी, द एडवांटेज ऑफ डेमोग्राफी एंड अ लार्ज पूल ऑफ स्किल्ड वर्कफोर्स.
भारत के पास डेमोक्रेसी की शक्ति है और भारत के पास डेमोग्राफी का एडवांटेज है. हमारे पास इसलिए कि हमारे हर पार्टनर के लिए विन विन सिचुएशन बनाता है. मारुति सुजुकी जैसी कंपनियां मेक इन इंडिया की ब्रांड एम्बेसडर बन चुकी है.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी ऑल्सो फ्लैग्ड ऑफ मेक इन इंडिया बैटरी इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल्स बीईवीज ई वितारा फ्रॉम हंसलपुर. रक्षा मंत्री राजनाथ सिंह कमीशन्ड टू ऑफ द इंडियन नेवीज एडवांस फ्रंटलाइन फ्रिगेट्स INS Udayagiri and INS Himgiri at the Eastern Naval Command in Visakhapatnam this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said the commissioning of these two ships showcases the success of the Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat initiatives of the central government.
INS Udayagiri aur INS Himgiri ki commissioning Atmanirbhar Bharat ke sapne ki ek saakar hoti tasveer hai. Saath hi hamare vision aur commitment ka bhi yah pramaan hai. Main Indian Navy ko is avsar par vishesh badhai deta hu. INS Udayagiri aur INS Himgiri ke shamil hone se hamari Navy ki strength, uski reach aur uski resilience mein bhari badhottari hogi, aisa mera vishwas hai. Main pure vishwas ke saath keh sakta hu ki dono warships rashtra ki suraksha ke kshetr mein ek meel ka patthar sabit hongi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that demographic changes in border areas directly impact the security of the country and its borders. Mr. Shah said this while addressing the inaugural session of the two-day Vibrant Villages Program workshop in New Delhi today. He said that the Vibrant Villages Program was started by the Modi government to stop migration from border villages and achieve 100% saturation. In Jammu and Kashmir, relentless rainfall over the past 24 hours has triggered a flood emergency across the Jammu division. Water levels in major rivers like Tawi, Chenab, Nehru and Kalnai have surged, posing serious threats to low-lying areas. At least 4 people have lost their lives in Doda district. Marmat and Tanta are among the worst-hit areas, where 3 footbridges and around 15 houses have been swept away. The J&K Board of School Education has postponed Class 10 and 12 exams scheduled for tomorrow. The pilgrimage to Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine has been suspended, with the Himkoti route closed due to heavy rainfall. In Punjab as well, continuous rainfall for the last couple of days and rising water levels of rivers have put the state on alert. The swollen rivers have inundated many parts of Fazilka, Firozpur, Kapurthala, Hoshiarpur, Gurdaspur and Pathankot, throwing normal life out of gear and flattening the standing crops. The intermittent rain in Himachal Pradesh has badly affected normal life. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended down 1% each amid additional US tariff starting from tomorrow. The Sensex lost 849 points to close at 80,786. Indian Olympian Sifth Kaur Samra clinched the gold medal in the women's 50-meter rifle 3 positions individual event at the Asian Shooting Championships in Simkent, Kazakhstan today. Sifth took the top spot ahead of Yuji Yang of China and Japan's Misaki Nobata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.